Hey everyone, welcome back to Guards of Eden. So this is going to be a really short episode where I cover two topics. The first being why there's been this prolonged gap between season 3 and 4. And the second being information, insight, guidance, clarity into what you can expect from season 4 of Guards of Eden. So let me cover the first one first, naturally, obviously, which is the idea of why there's been this long gap between season 3 and 4. So for those of you that aren't new to the podcast, the last time I released an episode was in August 2020. I've only been podcasting 2 years. That's about 6 or 7 months. So there's been a long, long break with the podcast. I think this idea of over that time, the pandemic, everything that's been happening, I won't harp on it for too long because you've potentially heard more than enough about just how challenging it's all been. And I'm very conscious of the fact that there's two different sides to a Guards of Eden conversation, which is that there's the host, me, and there's the guest, whoever that may be that week. So we've all had different battles. We've all had different challenges with everything that's happened over the past 14 months. And I've just wanted to record and release episodes in a far more positive space on both sides of that conversation. I've not been anywhere near the best version of me over the past 6 or 7 months. So I can only speak for myself, but I can imagine that everything that's happened with lockdown living and the pandemic itself, people haven't been at their all-time best for the most part. So I've not wanted to ask potentially intrusive questions. I've not wanted to ask challenging questions. I've not wanted to demand that someone talks about their life for a certain period of time. I've been very just conscious of the fact that people have been fighting the battles they've been fighting, and that I don't want to put them in a position where I'm adding to the stress rather than providing a platform for them to share their stories where they're in a good space. So that's been my thinking about it. And it does mean that when I get to talk to the second topic of this episode, I get to talk about it in a far more positive light, which is everything around season 4. I'm really excited about season 4. Truly am. I guess it's that idea of distance makes the heart grow fonder. So I've recorded 7 episodes at this point, and the first episode of season 4 is coming out on April 29th, which is, if you're listening to this episode as it's come out, that's this week. I'm very excited. We're kicking off season 4 with someone that I truly respect, and you'll find out far more about when the episode comes out on Thursday, the 29th of April, which is Alex Holmes. I'm very, very excited for what's coming. And as I said, 7 episodes recorded prior to the season open being released, which is something I've never done before, having that many recorded in bulk. There's about 4 or 5 episodes which are planned over the next few weeks, which does mean that there's a strong possibility that season 4 is going to be the longest season of Guards of Eden up to this point, which is something I'm extremely appreciative, excited, nervous about. It provides an array of emotions that are largely, for the most part, very positive. So I can't wait for you guys to hear what's coming. I'm very just conscious of how uplifting these stories are, how inspiring these people are, and it's just, I'm in a good space. These episodes reflect that in terms of as a host. They're also just really badass human beings, like really phenomenal human beings that, once again, I think I have to pinch myself every now and then that I'm even speaking to these people because of what they've achieved or who they are and what they represent. And yeah, I'm excited for the mystery with season 4, because there's a strong chance that this season's going to go on for, you know, a prolonged period of time that I've maybe not even planned for in my own head at the moment. And I'm just very excited. So I can't wait for you to hear the episodes. If you're not subscribed to Guards of Eden already, please do, depending on which streaming platform you're listening to this on. So then you can have the episode there. in your phone, on your computer, on your device, for whenever you're ready to listen to it. If you're listening to this on Apple, I would love for you to leave a review. I guess it provides credence to the episode and makes it more accessible, so that would be fantastic. And another thing that I've never maybe done in one of these singular episodes is, if you have anybody in mind that you think would be a great guest for Guards of Eden, you can reach out to me on Instagram through my personal Instagram account, which is Lucaolias, LucaOlias, or on the Guards of Eden Instagram, which is just Guards of Eden, all one word. I'm going to try and do a bit more on there and trying to build that platform up. And of course, you've got my website, which is lucaolias.com. You can find a link to reach out to me there as well. So yeah, if there's anybody you have in mind that would be a great guest, that'd be fantastic. Please let me know. And yeah, just if you have any feedback, if you have any insight into the podcast as it's coming out, please let me know. Although it was 2 years yesterday that Guards of Eden came out, which is the 25th of April 2021. I still feel like I'm learning a lot and I'm fairly new into this. So feedback's always appreciated. And yeah, I just can't wait for you guys to hear what's coming. I can't wait to find out what's coming down the line that hasn't been recorded already. Until Thursday, when you hear me again, have a lovely day, evening, morning, whatever time of day you're listening to this. The podcast is in a very positive space. And yeah, here we go again. Another journey, another miniature journey within the big journey. Another chapter in the book of Guards of Eden. So until Thursday, take care. One love.